Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection. Mother Teresa, Come Be My Light, the Private Writings of the Saint of Calcutta, Chapter 9 continued, Section 2, God Will Fill What He Had Emptied. For 10 years, except for the interlude of a month, the darkness had not weakened its grip on her soul. At times, a short phrase from her reading rekindled the hope the darkness would end, as she confided to Father Picacci. I read something beautiful in Brother Benito S.J.'s life. There would come a time when God will fill what he had emptied. The state of Brother Benito's soul, the final stage of his life, total desolation and hopelessness, as described in a biography of Brother Benito, must have appeared to Mother Teresa much like her own. Even God seemed to elude him, like before in his novitiate days, when God hid behind his gift of frustration and emptiness. Was God hostile too? Impossible. God was just, whatever his designs for desolate souls. There would be a time when he would fill what he had emptied. Of this, Benito was certain, even though he couldn't see the hope of it. When the time came, the darkness of night would be dispelled by flashes of God's mercy. This was her hope as well. Realizing that her responsibility toward the rapidly growing community and its apostolate was placing heavy demands on her, and knowing her inner sufferings, Father Picacci advised a long retreat, hoping it would provide some rest. Initially, she refused. She refused this potential source of consolation, charity toward her sisters, taking precedence over her own comfort. I have prayed and thought well, though it would be a real pleasure for me to make the long retreat. Still, I don't think it would be right for me to do it. My place is with the novices. I always make my retreat with them. They need me much more than the third year, as I always do. I shall go for most of the instructions and meditations so as to be able to help the sisters. Pray for me much and often. Open to welcome new sacrifice, she did not hesitate to forgo the comfort that the advice and support of Father Picacci was giving her in order to obtain grace for others. You seem to be following the policy of Jesus. I am very happy that little human consolation has gone also. China needs every drop. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side, to light and guard, to rule and guide, Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, Teacher of Teachers, have mercy on us. Saint Philip Neri, gentle God of youth, patron of thy own, vessel of the Holy Ghost, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. In tonight's reading, we see an interesting comparison. Two Jesuits who are related to Mother Teresa, one insofar as she's writing his life, the other insofar as he's her confessor. So you have Brother Benito, whose life is very encouraging to her, and then the advice she gets from her confessor, who's also trying to encourage her. Well, Brother Benito's life is for her kind of confirmation. It's an encouragement. Because she sees in his life basically what she's going through, or something very similar. And if his life turned out well, if God was at work, if God would in the end fill up what he had emptied in Brother Benito's life, then Mother Teresa could hope that he would do the same in hers. Now, her new confessor, Father Picacci, thought she needed a retreat. He was trying to help her. He wanted to get her to get away. His intentions were good. But Mother Teresa, in the end, after praying, disagreed. As she thought about things, as she thought about them before the Lord, she realized that his advice, although well-intentioned, would not, on the whole, be the right decision. Instead of going then with the third-year sisters, she would wait and go with the novices, the new sisters, and make her retreat as normal with them. In other words, we have to always remember that not everyone who advises us will give us exactly the right information. We can't simply follow what someone else is saying without using our own minds. It's true that we need to be obedient, and if we're asked to do something that's not sinful by someone under whom we should be obedient, then we should listen. But Father Picacci wasn't giving her an obedience. He wasn't telling her, you have to do this. He was making a suggestion. And so when people make suggestions to us, we need to think, is this really the right thing? Sometimes people suggest things to us because it's best for them. Or even if they think it's best for us, they may not fully understand the situation. And so we always have to go before the Lord. We have to be willing to really use the mind that God has given us. In both these cases, Mother Teresa was dealing with men who were Jesuits. She was dealing with men who had tried to follow the Lord as best they could. Brother Benito was dead, and his life was a good example for her, an encouragement. Father Picacci was alive and her confessor. In other words, Mother Teresa is teaching us we need to be reading the lives of the saints. We need to be giving ourselves food, encouragement. The lives of the saints, even ones who are not yet canonized, have a great power to give us courage. If we find one who's our friend, whom we really relate to, then we need to study that person's life, because that person's life will shed light on our own. But we also need living friends, and Father Picacci was her friend, not just her spiritual father. But friends are not God. And our friends, although they encourage us, although sometimes they give us great advice, sometimes we have to go against their advice. Sometimes before the Lord, we have to make a decision that's not always going to be popular. But if we stay close to our Lord, if we stay close to the Blessed Virgin Mary, then in all things, we will seek his will. In the fullness of time, we and all of our friends who love the Lord will be with him in heaven. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.